The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass. And
you have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, not continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Hello.
Hello there.
And howdy. To you and you and you and you too. I don't know. I'm talking to everybody, actually. All the friends, all the fiends, all the people in between. If you know what I mean. We're back again. We'll never leave. We're always here.
Eventually, we will leave. We'll be dead.
No.
Okay. No. Oh, all right. Well,
I made a deal.
Oh. Oh. Who did you make this deal with?
Don't worry about it.
No, so, this is private.
Here we are back again.
Classified.
So tell all your friends. And it's Fiendcast. I don't even feel like I do legitimate like intros anymore, but we are in season 8. It is episode 20.
Damn.
Yeah, and it's me, Space Boy Dandy, but also we've got Impaler, Mitch is hanging around, and yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's the show. We're done.
That's it. That's the episode.
That was a fast one. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Okay, no, just kidding. But anyways, it's been, you know, we're here in this new fascinating year of 2024. It's been fascinating, right? Like just riveting with all of the things and such.
I would like to throw this out that I'm pretty sure it's recorded, but I called this being the year of discovery because it's getting close to the age of Aquariusism and all the types of shit was going to be coming out.
No,
I'm pretty sure I called this.
No,
you're not going to give me my credit for it.
No,
I will go back and find the episode.
No, sorry,
I will find the episode.
Absolutely not. No credit to you. But yeah, it's been fun just watching. Well, I don't know if it's been fun, but it's been interesting watching these things happen and just unfold. I'm still very curious. Okay, like by the time you guys hear this episode, the day would have passed. All right. And hopefully we've all made it through. I'm assuming we do. And we will. But it could be. You know, interesting, again, for lack of a better word.
What the fuck do you know that you're not telling us?
I literally don't know anything. All I know is that there is an eclipse coming on April the 8th. And here in our wonderful sunshine state, we're not in the direct path, which I think is pretty fucking lame. Like, why can't we be able to see it, like, fully? I don't understand that. I wish, like, I don't know who I need to put my complaint into. We still do, it's a partial eclipse that will happen here. But the point is, across the Americas, this here America, North America, US of A, we will have this eclipse passing through our, what's the word?
Great nation.
Yes, thank you. Our wonderful nation.
Our God-fearing nation.
And I just don't want anything to happen as a result of that that could hinder people's everyday life.
We already know that you're a CIA agent. Just tell us what the fuck you know, because you're being very cryptic right now, and it's creeping me out.
I don't think you should be creeped out. Don't be creeped out. Everything will be fine, I promise. Just okay. Be prepared.
What? Be prepared for what?
You should always be prepared.
For everything?
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
all the time.
That's literally how life works, bro. What do you tell you about?
What's your nuclear bomb plan?
I can't disclose that at this time.
Oh, my God.
But I'll be happy to share with you.
Is that what I need to be prepared for?
You should be prepared for all things.
Oh, my God. I don't have that much time. When?
Whenever. That's literally the point of being prepared.
Oh, my God.
You have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. That's an age-old saying. I'm not giving any new wisdom here.
There's... I think my imagination is just very vast. I'm like, there is a number of things that could happen that I cannot be prepared for.
I think if you can think of ways to be unprepared, you can think of ways to be prepared.
How am I going to be prepared if a tank rolls through my house?
Well, you could be prepared to have a Richter scale, like, or some sort of device that can alert you when there's a lot of commotion coming towards your way, and then that way if you felt a tank, which you would feel likely, but you would know, hey, something's going on, and then you go into your bunker and then you don't get rolled over.
I'll just go into my underground bunker. Oh, of course.
And it has nothing to do with being in Florida. You can still build bunkers.
This is one of those things I just need to be prepared for. Of the
correct.
Many. All right.
You asked a question and I answered.
You did answer. You did answer. Yes. Okay. Yeah, you did.
Speaking of, okay, just really quick. So I saw this Tiki Talk. I don't actually have the Tiki Talk, but I see the Tiki Talks on the Instagrams sometimes or the YouTubes. And
that sounds lazy. Give TikTok their credit.
I'm not. I give up too much information as it is. I'm not.
So you're just drawing the line at TikTok?
Yes, we talked about this.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But what are they gonna do with your TikTok history?
Listen, I don't know and I don't fucking care, but I'm drawing the line somewhere. Okay? And it's at the TikTok. Listen, it's the boomer in me, maybe, whatever, I'll wear that hat. The point is, seen this video about, oh shit, now I'm buffering.
Hold on.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it. So, anyways, I saw this TikTok and this woman, apparently on TikTok, you can do this thing where you can start a live and then join someone else's live. Like you can just co-live with some other person. You don't have to know this person. I don't even know that you have to be following them or anything like that, but you can totally just have live together and people are tuning in and they watch and whatever. So this woman has like 40,000 followers. She joined this live with this man, who, and I guess he has like, he has a couple hundred thousand or something like that from what I remember seeing in the video. But he also, unfortunately, has cerebral palsy. And so just like listening to him, you can like obviously hear, like, you know, he has like his speech, like he can communicate what he's trying to say, but like his speech is, you know, affected by that, like he's in a wheelchair, all these things. So immediately they start the live and this woman is like, where are you, what are you doing? And he's just like, oh, I'm recording in my closet. And then she just, at that point, like, just hangs on to this for some reason. And she's just like, why are you in the closet? And he says, because it's easier for me to record in here. She's like, you don't have a room? Like, why aren't you recording in your bedroom? I record in my bedroom. Why aren't you recording in your bedroom? And he's like, it's easier for me to record in here than, you know, the room, because the bed is in the way. And she was like, are you trying to say that your closet is bigger than your bedroom? That doesn't make any logical sense to me. And she's just being like a complete dick, like for no reason to this man, like a complete asshole, like to the point of literally saying, one of the things she said to him, she's like, why are you even in a wheelchair? And he's like,
what a crazy way to ask that question.
And he says, I was born like this. This bitch goes, I didn't ask when it happened. I asked why.
I mean, technically she's right. Technically she is right. She asked for the reason why. She didn't say, how long have you been in that wheelchair, buddy?
That's fucked up.
That's the question.
The problem is that contextually, and I'll try to find you guys the video, like maybe after we record so you can like just see what I saw. But like, yes, no, I get what you're saying, but also she was already just being a complete bitch, like for no reason to this dude. And he honestly handled it very well, but like, you know, she kept saying stuff like, I'm asking you a simple question, you know, again in terms of the closet thing. And it's like, he's answered your question. Why are you still obsessed with him being in the fucking closet? Like, that's where he's recording. That's where he's recording. Why does it matter to you?
Just gathering information. That is weird. Why do you want to know all this shit, bitch? Why are you in my business like this?
Yeah. And like, you know, people, you know, musically record in their closets and do different things in their closets because it might be just a better space for right. recording.
Yeah.
That's not that far-fetched. Especially if you have a larger closet, right? Whatever, but she was just she was being weird and fucking rude, and I don't like it. You know what else I don't like?
What?
I don't like Diddy Diddling people. Or allegedly. We touched on this before when Cassie had, like, you know, made her lawsuit. But it seems this man is back in the news. He's back in the headlines. He's back all over the place. And he is under fire because it seems as though he, in fact, is what people have been saying he is.
Duh. I feel like people have known this for years, like R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely been... It's been a known thing. The guy's been a weirdo.
It's been a thing. And it's just like really unfortunate that people want to, because I've seen in like the comments, people like, oh, they're just using this to distract you from other stuff. And distract us from what? Distract us from what? Because like, listen, I will admit I do wear a tinfoil hat 90% of the time. I am very much a conspiracy theorist. I won't fucking shy from it. Call me what you want. I don't care. But there's like, it has to make sense. It does not make sense to me that Diddy is just unjustly being accused of these things. This has been a consistent thing over the past like 2 decades.
At least, yeah.
Of this man being accused of just being an unsavory person or, you know, just questionable. So now that he's had these raids happen and, you know, people around him are getting arrested, it's not a, oh, they're just trying to take down a successful man, successful black man. No. This man needs to go to jail.
Straight to jail.
Send him to jail. Just off of the Cassie lawsuit alone, like what she was alleging. And it's like, you don't just make stuff up like that.
Right.
You don't make that type of stuff up.
And you definitely don't get paid for making stuff up like that.
You don't get paid a hefty fine if that type of stuff, like, or not a fine, but he paid her, you know, to just not keep this going forward. But it's like, again, that doesn't happen when people are just making things up. So,
I'm sure sometimes it does, but I don't believe it in this case.
Not at all. Not at all. And yeah, like his son apparently also now has his own separate lawsuit, that's based in assault or sexual assault. It's a big yikes factory over there.
I mean, I'm sure his son's been at the party, so.
Probably. I mean, why not?
I don't care about Diddy son, though. I don't even know what his fucking name is. The one that's actually his son or the one that he adopted?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
He adopted Albie Shore, Albie Shore's son.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Justin?
Fun fact. No, I don't think it was that one. I think it's the other Christian.
No, I'm saying Justin Combs is the Albie Shore son guy.
Yeah, no, the Christian Combs is the one that I think was arrested.
Oh, okay. I don't even know Christian.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Diddy's kids. I don't care.
I didn't even know that he had multiple sons.
Yep.
But he apparently also has daughters. I don't know. But Young Miami, remember from City Girls?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like
her whatever whole, happened to them?
Her whole persona was being a city girl, and which, you know, sound all fun and cute, scamming guys, but and being a hoe, like quite literally. But apparently, she literally was living by that. She was on payroll with
yeah.
Diddy.
Yeah. He needed a beard.
Yeah. She allegedly was being paid as a sex worker. I don't know. But she seems okay. She's been online twerking. And
she got all that money now.
Probably from telling.
Got all the free time to twerk.
Yeah. Yeah. She... people alleging that she like told a little bit so she didn't have to go to jail. I don't know. Who knows? We don't know.
She's not like a, I don't think she's in a gang or anything. I think the no snitching thing is just like street rules, right? Like,
well,
street guys.
I don't know. That depends. Do you think that no, like if you're doing the shit, right? Like if I'm with this dude, he's paying me $50,000 or $500,000 or however many thousand dollars a month to hang out with him and essentially be an escort. But he's also doing all this other weird shit on the side, and I'm aware of him doing this weird shit on the side. And now, months later, year later, he's under investigation, and the police come to me and they're like, hey, listen, we know you're with him, so you can get caught up in this too. Unless you tell us what we need to know. Are you a snitch for saying, yep, that motherfucker did it? Or, you know, are you supposed to be, you know, on standing on your business? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you were, like, with the shits.
Black Mitch likes to jerk off in exotic locations at exotic times. Can't be behind no bars. Diddy gotta go.
No, but really, how does that, like, is the no snitching thing only applied to gang shit, or?
I thought it just applied to the people that were living, like, the street life.
Is that not street life, being a hoe? That's literally on the streets.
I mean, an actual prostitute?
Is she not actually prostituting?
Aren't we all whores? Aren't we all prostituting ourselves?
No, because most of us do it for free.
Oh, well, that just makes you sluts, then. That just makes us sluts. Is that better? Is that better?
No.
Because the hoes are getting paid for it. I think they're smarter than us. Sluts.
Are the hoes smarter than the sluts? No.
Yeah.
No. I won't. Actually, you know, this is a good pivot, because I disagree with that. At least as a quote unquote slut, you are still choosing who you engage with.
You called us that. What are you quote unquoting for?
You said it first. I didn't use that word. You used that word.
Okay, maybe.
Okay. So anyways, you're still choosing, though, who you engage with. When you're, like, a professional hoe, you're here for the money. So, like, it doesn't matter if you like this person literally at all or not. So I think that's worse.
That's not true. It depends. You could still be selective. You could be a selective hoe.
If you have the money and time to be selective, but I don't think if you're being a hoe, you most likely don't have the option to be selective.
There are high-priced hoes, high-class hoes out there.
There's some, but they're not most.
Yeah, I guess you're right. These bitches are fucking for like a quarter, or eighth, or whatever.
It's not most. So I think if you're already in that position, you're likely not selective. So I think that one's worse. Even though you're getting paid.
But sluts bang people. I'm sure sluts bang people they don't really want to and just do it for the act of it.
Yeah, but somebody you kind of don't want to versus someone you literally would never even talk to is completely different.
And after getting paid for it, it's not.
Okay, so, and that goes back to the point.
Take the money. I'll take the money.
Ew.
I could always tell somebody no and not do it with them, but.
You do something strange for some change?
You better believe it. How much change are you talking about here? How much change?
I mean, just.
I've done weird shit for some change already, actually.
Whoa, okay.
This is not even a sexual thing. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've maybe told this story, but there was a dude that wanted me to, like, demean him.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, a sub or whatever. And so, like, he would, like, show up places, and I would just, like, talk shit to him while he sat in his fucking car. And he paid me money a couple times. He wanted me to go out on, like, either dates or, like, out with friends, and he would pay for it and sit in the parking lot. And then when me and my friend would leave, he'd want me to just, like, degrade him and tell him how much of a worthless piece of shit he was.
That's actually really sad.
Sitting out paying for stuff. I know. I stopped doing it after, like, 2 weeks because I didn't like it.
Because, no, that's actually kind of fucking sad.
I didn't like it.
I don't want to just be mean to you, just to be fucking mean.
And then you pay me money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least you're a good person. You have good heart. You can't.
Yeah,
just,
I gave up on that.
You know.
But somebody also did offer me $200 for like sexual, for sex.
For sexies?
Yeah. Sexy wait, time.
Wait. Okay.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is on this, so I'm not gonna say if I did it or not.
That's spicy.
There are price increases for extras.
I think that, yeah, I guess the point is, as a city girl, okay, Miss Young Miami, Carisha, whatever. She was out here actually doing what she was singing about. She's out here scamming. She out here hoeing. And, you know, They have, like, that's just something to remember. They have us all just singing along to these fun songs, and we're twerking in the club, and you think it's all fun and games, and you're just like, oh, yeah, haha, I'm outside. No, these bitches are outside, okay? Like, wasn't they're walking these streets.
Wasn't Young Miami making, like, wasn't Diddy Banner, like, $200,000, $300,000, though?
She's making money. I don't fucking know.
I would definitely, you wouldn't be a whore for $300,000?
No.
No?
No.
That's crazy.
Why would I would not be a whore for any amount of money?
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure my wife would be like strapping on my latex and slapping me on the ass, telling me to, you know, keep it perky for that kind of cash.
Bruh.
No, I fucking refuse. And maybe that makes me goofy because, like,
it does. In my opinion, I'm taking that money, baby.
Because I'm like, if I'm going to fuck, it's for free.
Yeah, goofy. That's what it sounds like to me. This makes sense. That doesn't make sense. I'll take the money, please. Thank you.
I mean...
You already sell your body to your job for way less money than $200,000, $300,000 a year.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I don't have to have sex with them.
No, but you give up your time and you'll never, ever get that back, ever. It's gone forever.
And then they just give me a two little measly days.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Isn't that so shitty? Like, when you really think about it, especially how things are going now, I don't know that we are being set up in this particular country to be able to actually retire and, like, enjoy being old.
We're not. We can't even afford houses now. The fuck are we going to afford that shit by the time we're old enough to die? Social Security's already just about done for.
It's like, they need to fix this. Someone, whoever the fucking they, like, fucking fix it, they, bro.
Just do it.
Just do it, dude. Like, what are we talking about? Like, America, make America great again. I want the America the boomers got. Give me that shit,
the
bro.
The powers that be have already fixed it. And the boomers are the reason we're fucking broke, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Give me what they had. I want the economics that they had.
The money is gone because they spent it all. It's done for. They spent it.
Don't tell me that.
They had all the cheap $30,000 houses and working, bro. The
literally, like, beautiful lakefront.
One person working in the household. That's crazy, yeah. They spent that money. They borrowed a bunch of shit, and now we got to pay for it.
Got to love the credit card debt. You know, I do have a problem. I have a problem with the way our country is set up. I know, I'm sorry, I don't want to go on the soapbox, I don't want to do it, but I'm gonna do it just really quick. Like, I was thinking about earlier, bro, how fucked is it that an ambulance ride is, that's gonna cost you? And we're not just talking
$5,000, like, as a matter of fact. Well, at least here,
at least, yeah,
I know this from personal experience.
And let's say that, because, and we're not talking about someone who's like, you know, you're at home, maybe you can drive, maybe you can't. We're talking about, like, let's say you're in a fucking terrible car accident. You've flown out of the windshield. Okay, what am I supposed to just all of a sudden gain consciousness? Oh, let me try to call someone so I don't have to pay the fucking ambulance.
Yeah, $5,000.
I can't even do. The people around likely are going to call the 911. Who are going to send the ambulance, because also the ambulance has the right to cut through traffic to get to you, because also that accident is going to cause, you know, some sort of backup. So you have to, in those situations, you have to use the ambulance.
Incorrect. All you have to do is when you fly out of that windshield and somebody calls the ambulance and they come and grab you, you say, I don't consent to you taking me to the hospital in the ambulance, and then just, you know, get on your phone and call an Uber or something.
Right.
Or pay $5,000. It's up to you, but you don't have to. You don't have to let them take you. I mean, so I guess if you're unconscious.
I was about to say, so what happens when you wake up in the ambulance? Because again, if you were injured to the extent of not having consciousness, how could you possibly consent to being in the ambulance? You need the ambulance. That's what the fuck they're supposed to do at that point.
Yeah, but you got to pay for it. Which is like, where are the taxes going if they're not paying for that?
I was like, it's so fucked. Is that not fucked?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, on top of the fact that we already pay insurance, and then you still will have to pay a deductible and pay like other out-of-pocket expenses because it's not going to cover everything. It just simply won't. It just won't.
No, absolutely not. You just got to pay it. What else are you going to do? They got you by the balls.
It's fucking tragic. You know what else is tragic? Or it seemed to be tragic. I don't know if anyone actually thought it was tragic, but Lizzo, when she was like, oh my God, I quit because I feel like I'm just trying to exist in this world and it don't want me in it.
We don't want you in it, bitch. We don't want you in it. Just end it.
Stop.
Just end it. Just kill yourself, Lizzo.
It was like these headlines. And then, like, 2-3 days later, she pops up out the woodworks. Well, what I meant when I said I quit was I quit giving in to the negative energy. I will never quit making music. She clickbaited. She fucking clickbaited. She just wanted people talking about her. She wanted some attention. That's the only thing I can think of as to why you would say that and then wait a few days to clarify. And I don't know. It's why is she? Why?
I've made it no big secret that I fucking hate Lizzo. She's a fucking troll, bro. I fucking hate her, and not the fun kind that I enjoy, because I love trolls, a decent amount of trolls, and I love trolling people also. But I fucking hate Lizzo, bro. She's just an attention hungry whore. I hate her so much. I hate her with a passion, and extra now after this dumb shit, because I was really excited that she was going to quit music and I wouldn't have to
hear
this.
She's actually a talented musician.
I wouldn't have
to
hear this fat broad anymore.
She's a talented musician, though.
She's a what?
She is a talented musician. She can sing and she can play instruments or the instrument. I don't necessarily like her music, though, in terms of just composition. Shut up. I know. I see.
You just said that she's a talented musician.
She can sing well. It's just not for me. I'm not saying that just because it's not for me, that doesn't mean she's untalented. So, like, you know, it would suck for her to, like, quit based off of being fat. That's stupid.
No, just quit. Just quit. Just quit. Because you're not going to lose the weight. And I hate you. I hate her. I hate her so much. You want all this attention, bitch, and then you want to cry when you get the attention there. You get attention that you don't want, but you're putting yourself out there.
She is just trying to live her truth.
She's trying to live. She's a fucking liar, and she's a fraud, because she wanted to lose weight, and then all her fans were like, you can't lose weight. You got to be with the rest of these fat bitches that are unhappy with their fucking lives.
She has lost a good amount of weight. I was looking at some pictures of her recently. She has lost some weight, for sure.
That's just the way the pictures were taken, I'm sure.
No. Stop it. No.
Yeah. I'm certain. There is a filter. There is a filter. She had 4 waist trainers on.
Oh my God, no. No, stop. No.
Couldn't even fucking breathe in that thing, I bet.
No, speaking of crazy outfits, though, fucking JoJo Siwa. She popped up.
JoJo Siwa?
Siwa. That's her Siwa. Siwa.
That's terrible. She should have changed that.
Why? That's her name.
It sounds terrible.
Anyways, she's the girl that she was on, not Dollars and Tears, but she was on Dance Moms. She's a dancer, grew up being a dancer. She somehow had a brand of JoJo, I guess, that really resonated with like little girls and kids and stuff, and it's just like very rainbow and over the top and, you know, giant hair bows and stuff like that. And honestly, that was her whole shtick.
You showed us those pictures earlier and it was pretty fucking creepy because she was like 14 years old wearing goddamn a big ass three-year-old toddler barrette in her hair.
Well, because she had been dancing since she was like six and her brand was like, you know, kind of built up into that
point. Yeah, but you're 14 now, so that's creepy.
No, it was for kids. It's not
creepy for her to be wearing little fucking kid outfits.
Well, like at 14,
3-year-old outfits.
At 14, you can still 14, be a kid. Yeah.
No, I get that you can still be a kid, but there's a difference between being a 14-year-old kid and being fucking dressed like a 3-year-old, like a fucking toddler, bro. She looked like a goddamn toddler.
Listen, the point is she played into her brand. And the past few years, I think she's only like 20 now, but she basically essentially when she became 18 or so, she came out as gay, and then, like, you know, cut her hair and, like, ditched the bows and all that stuff, you know, the typical... I'm grown up now, but what people have been calling right now, like the past few weeks, like her little Miley moment, except it's like softer. It's weird because it's like, it just seems so performative in a way. But she, you know, has this song that came out and it's trying to talk about how she's been a bad girl and she's got this wrestler look. It's a thing.
Excuse my ignorance, but could you define what the Miley moment means?
The Miley moment is, so Miley, obviously Miley Cyrus, she grew up on Disney Channel and being Hannah Montana, which was also a very, like, you know, kid teen friendly thing.
Hannah Montana.
Not that Hannah Montana. she had that persona, and then all of a sudden, like, when she was older and not doing that anymore, you know, she cut her hair and she was like smoking with cigarettes and twerking and doing, you know, all of these things.
She had her tongue out a lot.
Yeah,
for some reason. She's doing a lot of licking.
A lot of licking.
So that's what JoJo's doing. So, she's gonna be a whore now.
Well, no, not quite. But she did just, she had, again, if you've seen it, you've seen it. It's very interesting.
Nobody has seen
the
it.
Outfit.
Nobody cares about this lady.
But also people have been kind of just concerned because she just seems a little unhinged. She also, so her and her mom did try to start this girl group kind of thing. Like they were managing these younger girls and trying to develop them into, like, you know, this dancing kind of singing girl group. But they have been under fire because these girls are alleging abuse, essentially. like verbal abuse, emotional abuse, like just kind of physical neglect, things like that. So they've had all that going on with them, JoJo, Siwa, and her mom.
These girls sound like losers.
So,
like, they couldn't fucking hack it.
Well, apparently, allegedly, like, one of the stories is, like, one of the little girls, she, because of something, they're like, I want to say between like 8 and 11.
Oh, ew, why are they working with her? She's 20.
Well, because again, she grew up in that space, and so she's now trying to go back and, like, I guess mentor or, like, help develop.
She's gonna bring back fucking pagers too. Like, nobody does fucking boy and girl groups anymore. That's stupid.
Anyways, she, but like one of the girls, I guess her belly button was bleeding. I don't know why it was bleeding, but the mom told her just put a pad on top of it. And it's very
okay. Yeah, bitch. What else are you gonna fucking do with it? It's a bleeding belly button. You want to go to the fucking hospital?
I think probably she needed to, yeah.
Why? Put a fucking Band-Aid on it. What are you talking? What are we talking about? That's dumb. That's dumb.
Again, I don't remember quite exactly what the reasoning for the belly button bleeding was, but I just know
it's probably pierced because she's a whore.
What? We're talking about a child.
Put a Band-Aid on it. That's okay. What I'm saying. Put a goddamn Flintstone okay. Band-Aid on it. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, the point is that they have had alleged, they've had accusations of alleged abuse, physically, mentally, whatever the case. So, anyways, JoJo, also, in midst of her trying to revamp or rebrand herself, has gone on different podcasts lately and made these comments about how, again, she's like 20 now, I think. And so in the next 3-4 years, she wants to be a mom. She is not in a relationship or anything like that with someone, but she does want to be a mom. She has a donor already picked out.
Which one of them is going to turkey baster?
Well, she doesn't have a girlfriend. Or a wife. Or
is she
whatever.
Is she gonna carry it, or is the girlfriend gonna carry it?
I am assuming she's gonna carry them.
Is she the man or the woman?
I guess she's just both. I guess she's just lesbian. Oh my god. So
lesbians are so complicated. She won't need that much time. She said the next 4 years. It only takes lesbians like 2 weeks to move in with each other.
No, this isn't her like trying to find someone. This is just for her being ready to have the children.
Oh, so she's getting the turkey baster.
Probably. She's planning on having these children. I don't know if she's going to have a surrogate or if she's going to do it, but she's planning on acquiring the children.
I can guarantee you that.
Within the next 3-4 years. And not only that, but she has the names picked out and tattooed on her. I believe she said they were Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy.
Is there some science that's going to guarantee her that she's going to get three boys, or is she just going to fucking, she's just going to
name them? I think that's their names regardless.
I don't really know who this chick is, but I kind of hate her. I kind of hate her now. I don't like it.
It's been fun seeing these things.
I don't like it at all.
It's a time. For sure. It's a time.
I don't like it. I don't like what's going on right now. Why? Why?
Because why not?
You showed us the video earlier of the song, her new song that she sang.
Yeah.
And I really feel like that she's just trying to be like a lesbian. What's the gay dude's name? Lil Nas X. She's trying to be a lesbian Lil Nas X. She's trying to do the super sexy. I'm a gay whore thing. And
gay whore.
Yeah, that's what he did. It's the blueprint. I wasn't out about it now, but now I am, and now I'm a gay whore. She was juggling like 7 bitches in that video.
She was.
She was hooking it out.
There was a lot of women that were just switching.
Now she's a juggalo. You see the dark makeup around her eyes. She's so edgy.
So edgy.
She looks like lesbian 2005 pink.
It's something. It's.
Well, 2005 pink. She also looked like a lesbian at the time.
Yeah. It turns out she wasn't.
Yeah. Jury's out on that.
Okay.
Just because she got a baby, JoJo's going to have a baby too.
Okay, but she doesn't just have a baby, she has a husband. I mean, I guess she could maybe be bi, but.
That dude's probably got a vagina.
Okay. I don't have any more random bullshit to bring up. This was kind of boneless. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Did we talk about the eclipse?
Yeah.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, I gotta stop doing dabs.
Dab, dab, dab.
Did we talk about the bridge collapsing and fucking...
Oh, yeah, there's the one bridge. And remember, guys, I told you to prepare and know what to do if
again
your
with
car...
this cryptic shit. If your car goes across a fucking bridge and it collapses...
Remember, did I not tell you guys what to do? Yes or no? I told you guys what to do if your car falls into the water and, you know, what you have to... You got to get the seatbelts off first. You got to make sure you roll down the windows second. If you got kiddos in the back seat, you've got to, like, undo them. Make sure you do the back windows instead of the front windows. Throw your kids out the windows. You know, I told you guys all of this literally, like, I think it was just on the last episode, but it came... By the time it was released, I don't know that... Anyways, the thing with the bridge, there was two bridges that got hit. There's the bridge in, I believe it was Baltimore. And then there was this other bridge in, like, I don't know, Oklahoma or something or somewhere.
Who cares about them?
No, maybe it wasn't Oklahoma because I don't know that they have water there. Somewhere with water.
I don't think there's a river.
Okay. Well, anyways, but that one didn't collapse. It just got hit. But yeah, the other one did collapse. Thankfully, I believe there weren't. Well, no, I don't want to misspeak. There might have been casualties, but I don't think there were many, because they were able to stop people from crossing the bridge in time. But there were some people, I believe, that were on the bridge at the time it got hit. So,
yeah, workers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, RIP to those people.
Yeah, for sure.
That sucks. That bridge went down like crazy. That super easy.
And there was just this earthquake in New Jersey. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the people in New Jersey need to be swallowed by the earth. They're awful people.
Wow, that's kind
of. And their accents are trash.
Do they really even have an accent?
Yeah, they do, and it's terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible. It's like hick New York accent. It's fucking awful, bro. I don't understand why they talk like that.
Maybe we should just tell them all shut the fuck up.
Clearly, haven't you seen Jersey Shore? These are terrible people. They need to be swallowed by the earth.
The Jersey Shore people, Jersey Shore. Those people actually still make new show or seasons, and they're living their lives. They really capitalize. Jersey Shore? Yeah,
with the same people.
Correct. They all have had Botox and plastic surgery.
I was gonna say they got to be 50 fucking 50 by now.
No, they're like mid late 30s.
I'm mid 30s. They're older than me for sure.
No.
I was watching them when I was very young.
Let's Google. We'll look up how old is Snooki, and that'll give us a median for the other ones.
I think mole people have different lifespans than we do. I don't know if
I think too. That's why. So yeah, Snooki's 36.
Ew.
Jenny's 38. Pauly D's 43. Vinny's 36.
I guess that is accurate. I was drinking at
Mike is 41.
I was drinking at the time.
Yeah, like I said, mid to late 30s. Late 30s, early 40s, whatever. But no, the thing about like old people or people looking older, like how they're, you know, they're in their like 40s. They don't even look that old, honestly, but they all have had that Botox and shit done, which I think makes you look older than you are. But I've seen this thing, and I don't know if I've already brought it up before, about how there's been this discourse about millennials and Gen Z, and that like millennials look younger for our age than Gen Z people. They look like fucking old. Which I objectively, which I can't be too objective because I do fit into one of these categories. I do think millennials, I think we do look younger than we are. And that's not necessarily to say that like being in your 30s or, you know, late 20s, like you're supposed to look old. That's not what we're saying. But when we were younger, at least from my recollection, people who were 30 or plus, 30 plus, they looked fucking old. They did not look how we look now. Yes, yeah. Or no?
So does it like skip a generation or what? Because now why are the young kids looking old? Which they do look old. For example, I think there's a guy on like Instagram and stuff, Jordan the Stallion. He does like...
Yes.
Yeah, he does like the food...
Recipes, food secrets.
He does that stuff. He's in his like mid 20s and he looks old as fuck.
He does. I would have thought he's 36. He's 26.
Yeah. He looks old as fuck.
And it's not just him. Like, there's even like some of the girls, like they'll be like 22. And I'm like, wow, I thought we were at least the same age. At least. How? I think it also could be maybe just, I think there's a couple of different factors. I think number one is that people, like the Gen Xers and boomers, they just looked older. I mean, even if you look back at like their high school pictures and stuff, they just looked old.
Terrible. In the 80s, bro, everybody looked like they were 40 years old. I don't understand why that was happening.
They just looked old as hell. But it could also be how we dress. Because I think millennials, not only, I saw this joke about like, did the preservatives that we've been eating like preserve us? But
internally mummified.
Yeah. But I think not only do we like physically, like actually facially look younger, but I think we also just have a younger like mindset and like spirit, you know? It's just like, oh, because I'm 30, that means I can't fucking have fun. Like, no, fuck you. Why not? Like, that's not, we don't live our lives based off of that kind of, you're this age, so you have to fit into this box. So I think that also could kind of do it. And then, you know, like, again, that trickles into everything, how we dress and what we eat or watch and different types of things we engage in. But then, like, the Gen Z, they, I don't know, from my observation, they want to be just something they're not across the board. And so that might trickle into them just trying to be, I don't know, older looking.
You hear that, Gen Z? You guys are fucking losers. You guys are old looking losers.
Posers. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to be one of those old guys that like talk shit about the young kids.
You are. That's exactly what you are. That's exactly what you're doing. 100%. We're better than them. That's exactly what's happening right now.
I mean, I'm sorry. It just is what it is. And then they're going to grow up and they're going to do the same thing. And it just repeats. It's a rite of passage, they honestly, to hate on younger.
They already are, because Gen Z is like in their 20s now.
Yeah.
And so
there's 20s and late teens.
There's a younger, cooler generation of Gen Alpha or whatever.
Those kids are dumb.
They are stupid. Yeah. They're stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Which That's is crazy. Like the next level of like, the iPad kid.
You got all the information that you could look up.
Yeah, so you don't have to think. That's crazy. We'll see how it pans out.
Hopefully I'll be dead by the time that fucking pans out.
No, hopefully not. Don't say that.
Yes, jeez.
Gosh.
That's going to be terrible.
Okay, whatever. Okay, that's actually it. I don't have anything else.
You sure? You sure you don't want a boomer anymore on the fucking on the younger generation?
I'm sure.
You want to talk about how our music was better back then?
It actually was.
It was right into the formula.
It actually was better, and I mean, I could like go on about how, but I won't. I did see this thing that there's apparently some psychology study that indicates when you listen to music that you used to listen to like as a teenager specifically, it like kind of ignites this like just comforting thing in your brain. Like it just feels good. Like it makes you feel more hopeful and stuff like that.
That's why I still listen to so much emo music, probably.
Probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, okay. That's it. I'm done talking now.